Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 202. Today in this episode, we will learn about koso, which is an emphasis marker. This is used to strongly highlight or specify something. Now let's go. There are five usages for koso. This koso is used as an emphasis marker. It is used to strongly highlight or specify something. For example, time, noun, pronoun, verb, or reason. The first usage, time-related word plus koso. This is used to emphasize the certain time period. It can be translated as, it is this time that matters. For example, today, for sure, I'll go to bed early. So this means that other days of the week, you did not go to bed early. But today, for sure, I'll go to bed early. So you want to emphasize today. So after 今日, we will put koso. 今日こそ早く寝ます。今日こそ早く寝ます。So this is how you use koso. This time, I really want to pass. So this implies that you have been failing the exam until now, but this time, I really want to pass. So this time is 今度. After this, we will put koso. To pass the exam is 合格する. So I want to pass will be 合格したい. 今度こそ合格したい. 今度こそ合格したい. Tomorrow, I'll finally tell him the truth. So tomorrow is the focus. After this, we will put koso. 明日こそ. Tell him the truth. 彼に本当のことを言う. In order to say, I will do something in a casual way, we will use volitional form. So 言う becomes 言おう. 明日こそ彼に本当のことを言おう. 明日こそ彼に本当のことを言おう. This week, I'll start exercising.This week is 今週, 今週. After this, we will put こそ. 今週こそ. Exercise is 運動, 運動. To start something is 始める. 今週こそ運動を始めよう. 今週こそ運動を始めよう. The second usage of こそ. This is noun plus こそ.If you want to emphasize a noun, we use this. This is used when you pick one primary thing, person, event, among many, and say, this is it. So for example, you are the very person I was looking for. You, in a casual way, we use 君, 君. So after this, we will put こそ. 君こそ. Person I was looking for.This is a relative clause. So it becomes
私が探していた人。私が探していた人。君こそ私が探していた人だ。君こそ私が探していた人だ。
So here the emphasis is on 君。Effort is the very key to success. So effort,
努力 is the emphasis.努力こそ
Success is 成功成功 Key is 鍵鍵
努力こそ成功の鍵だ努力こそ成功の鍵だ
Love is the most important thing in life Love is
愛
愛 After this we will put こそ In life is
人生で人生で
The most important is
一番大切。愛こそ人生で一番大切なものだ。愛こそ人生で一番大切なものだ。
The third usage. This is demonstrative word plus こそ。So examples of demonstrative words are this, that, that thing over there. So after this, we will put koso. This is used for strong identification or emphasis. So, kore, sore, are, plus koso. For example, this is exactly the answer I was looking for. This is kore, kore, put together with koso. The answer that I was looking for. This is a relative clause. To look for something is 探す. ING form past tense is 探していた. Answer is 答え。
これこそ私が探していた答えだ。これこそ私が探していた答えだ。
That is exactly the cause of the problem. So let's say if you want to refer to something that the listener was talking about, we will use それ。それ。So それこそ。Problem is 問題。問題。Cause is 原因。原因。
それこそ問題の原因だ。それこそ問題の原因だ。
That is truly a dream-like view. If you want to refer to something that are far away from both listener and speaker, we will use あれ。After this, we will put こそ。
あれこそ。
Dream is 夢。夢。Dream-like will be noun plus のような plus noun. View is 景色。景色。So it becomes 夢のような景色。
あれこそ夢のような景色だ。あれこそ夢のような景色だ。
The fourth usage. This is verb plain form plus
ことこそ。
This is used to nominalize the verb and then emphasize it. So verb plain form plus
ことこそ。
For example, it is making an effort that is truly important. Make an effort is
努力する。努力する。
So in order to nominalize the verb, we will use dictionary form plus
こと。
So 努力すること。And then we want to emphasize, so we will use ことこそ。
努力することこそ大切だ。努力することこそ大切だ。
Believing is exactly what gives strength. To believe is 信じる。信じる。So after this, we will use ことこそ。Give strength is
力になる。力になる。信じることこそ力になる。信じることこそ力になる。
Not giving up is what leads to success. To give up is
諦める。諦める。
Nigh form is
諦めない。諦めない。
After this, we will put ことこそ。Success is
成功。成功。
Leads to something is something につながる。Something につながる。
諦めないことこそ成功につながる。諦めないことこそ成功につながる。
The last usage is verb plain form plus
からこそ。
This is used to emphasize the reason. So it can be translated as precisely because. For example,It's precisely because I struggled that I have happiness now. To struggle is
苦労する。苦労する。
Past tense, 苦労した。Put together with
からこそ。
I have happiness now, Bobby.
幸せがある。苦労したからこそ、今幸せがある。苦労したからこそ、今幸せがある。
It was because I worked hard that I passed. To work hard is
努力する。努力する。
Past tense, 努力した。Put together with
からこそ。
To pass the exam is
合格する。
I could pass the exam. Potential form is
合格できた。Past tense。 努力したからこそ合格できた。努力したからこそ合格できた。It's because I failed that I learned so much. To fail is 失敗する。失敗する。Past tense 失敗した。Put together with からこそ。So much, a lot is たくさん、たくさん。To learn is 学ぶ、学ぶ。So past tense 学んだ。失敗したからこそたくさん学んだ。失敗したからこそたくさん学んだ。
So today I introduced 5 usages for こそ。The first usage is time-related word plus こそ。This is used when you want to emphasize a certain time period. The second usage was noun plus こそ。This is used when you pick one primary thing, person, event among many and say, this is it. The third usage is demonstrative pronouns plus こそ。So, これ、それ、あれ、plus こそ。This is used for strong indication or emphasis. The fourth usage was verb plain form plus ことこそ。This is used for nominalized verb plus emphasize. And the fifth usage was verb plain form plus からこそ。This is used to emphasize the reason. It can be translated as precisely because.
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。